Just a wonderful shot from Mark Allen. Mark Allen plays his second shot, and that's a beauty as well.
Marco Allen.
Oh, terrific shot from Mark Allen.
Mark Allen couldn't have pitched it any closer to the edge of the green. A beautiful stop, super round the goal. Very mature performance. He does finish well.
Oh, I've just crashed, KB.
Oh, jingos.
On Hungry for Sport, time to step onto the 18th green with the People's Champion, Mark Allen. For Shricks on Golf, try the new Z-Star Performance Guarantee today.
Here we go. Say Geronimo. Say Geronimo. Say Geronimo. Mark Allen, of course, is our golfing guru. G'day, Mark.
G'day, KB. How are you, buddy? Great to be back. Great to be back.
Great to be back. Did you play Augusta National?
No.
Couldn't get on.
Well, I'm not sure you've noticed this about my co-host David Schwartz, but he is an optimistic type. In fact, he is a relentless optimist. And we were going to play Cypress Point, Augusta, probably Pine Valley as well. Throw a ball in. We're going to play the lot.
Yes.
It just didn't quite work out for us. But
couldn't pull enough strings.
Well, there was, look, we had a life member, apparently, at Augusta, who was tossing it up. So it was actually, we didn't ask. It was put forward that possibly we could play on Tuesday with a life member of Augusta. Well, I'm not sure they have life members, but somebody who's been at Augusta, who's a very important person and a very important sponsor of the tournament. That didn't work out. We both know a member of Cypress Point, and we thought we might be able to sneak on there. That didn't work out. Mm-hmm. Apparently there was a seniors event on the time that we were there, so that was disappointing. But we had a great trip, KB, I've got to say. And I must say to my co-host David Schwartz, he was magnificent away. He was a leader of men, and everyone loved having him around, playing golf, telling stories, the whole lot. The Ox was fantastic.
Well, a friend of mine once tried to get on to Cypress Point, and he was just over in the States, and he saw as he was driving along, so he drove up into the golf course, and as he got out of his car, he said a gentleman walked out of the clubhouse with a reefer jacket on, doing up his buttons, and before he opened his mouth, he said, in fact, my friend said, "G'day, I'm from Australia. I just wonder if I could get a game." And the gentleman tying up his buttons on his doing up his buttons on his reefer jacket said, "I don't believe you have a booking, sir," and turned around and walked off.
Yeah, there you go. I'm surprised he didn't get tasered, to tell you the truth,
baby. I don't believe you've got a booking.
They reckon only about three groups a day play at Cypress Point, no matter whether it's a Saturday or a Sunday or a Monday. About three or four groups a day only get to play that beautiful course. And it's right in between the two courses that we did end up playing, which is at Pebble Beach, which if you are a...
any good? Is it any good?
Look, it's fantastic. I love it. There are people who think the other course that we played, Spyglass Hill, is actually better than Pebble Beach. I can see the reasoning why, but when you get to Pebble Beach and you understand golf and what's great about golf, for me, Pebble Beach is an absolute pleasure to play. It's probably my top three courses that I've ever played, to tell you the truth. The experience, you know, you're a bit nervous on the first tee because it is Pebble Beach, so you don't even worry about the first hole. It comes kind of out of all these accommodation places. And then the second hole and the third hole, you're kind of just getting geared up because you know the next six or seven are going to be across the cliffs at Pebble Beach. And it's beautiful once you get out there. And you know, even the back holes coming home, I mean, I know some people give them a bad rap, but you know, you can see the ocean, you can see the views. Maybe the golf holes, you know, aren't the most perfect in architecture, but it goes a long way. You know, what frames a golf course, KB, goes a long way to people's enjoyment. And if you've never been there and you have the means, because it is expensive.
How much to play?
Well, it's about $500 to play, but that's not the expensive bit. The expensive bit is you have to stay two nights in the accommodation. Now, the accommodation costs you about $700 a night. So all up, if you want to play
$2,000,
it's going to cost you about $2,000.
Did you pay?
It's my business. Of course I paid. Absolutely.
Didn't know anyone who could get you onto Pebble Beach?
No. Well, look, what we do, because we take people there, I think they get one of the pros. So David Wren gets on for nothing, who's my business partner. But no, we had to pay for me. We had to pay for Ox. We had to pay for everybody else.
That would have hurt. That's the first time ever.
No. I love going over there, KB. Love going over there and playing. Don't be like this, mate. Don't be like this. It's a great experience. I mean, if there are people out there...
What did you shoot?
Who love golf. I shot six over.
Six over. What did Ox shoot?
I think he had 29 or 30 points. But like I said, you know when you hear about people who play the Masters and they've got to get in and have a few practice rounds before the tournament week just to get the awe factor out the way?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is an awe factor when you go to Pebble Beach for a lot of people. And even me. I mean, I'm still in awe. I've played it three times now. And, you know, I get on the first tee, like I said, it's just we're not playing for anything. It's not even in a comp, and I'm a little bit nervous standing on the first tee. So there is an awe factor. So, you know, Ox having 28 or 29, or he might have even had 30 points at Pebble Beach. That's a great performance. One of our guys, Andrew, had 36 points. So that was a fantastic performance by some of our guys. So, look, Pebble Beach, if it's on the bucket list, it's a very worthy one. Make sure you get down there and play. It is expensive. But we think it's pretty much worth it if you love the game.
If you've played Pebble Beach, send me through an SMS 0433 98 11 16 and give me a mark out of 10. But Mark says it's one of the three best courses he's ever played. Mark, you can give 10 out of 10 to Jim Furyk because he's gone 5 years without winning a PGA Tour, 100 starts, and he's finally cracked it again.
KB, Jim Furyk's bad for the game of golf. He's bad for the game.
Why?
Because he takes so long to play. No wonder he hasn't had a win for 5 years. I can't... You know, once upon a time, when we first started doing our golf courses and talking about golf, I used to love him because the mental capability of this man to be able to perform and win relentlessly, it staggers me because of that golf swing of his. So I used to love him. But since he stopped winning, since that you know that 16th win of his was about 5 years ago, this was number 17, he has changed his game. He's become so manic in the way that he goes about not just important putts, all putts. And even to the point now where it's laughable. There's this five-hour energy drink over there, five-hour energy it's called. Now, you know as well as I do being a golfer, 5 hours on a golf course is too long no matter what the situation. No matter what the situation. For this guy to look at every conceivable angle, to have 15 practice swings, you think he's about to hit the putt, and then he actually starts his routine, backs off and goes around and does a couple of laps of the putt. This man is bad for the game of golf. And I say that because I see people copying. Now, there were people in our group, KB, because I get to play with all the people who come over. And you know, people take golf seriously. Some just like to walk. Other people really enjoy competing. But you only need one person on a morning of golf at a club or a golf course or a public track who takes 5 hours to play. And guess what? Everyone else behind him now has a five-hour round. I see people doing remarkable things, trying to line up their putts on a Saturday morning in a Stableford comp. Now, a lot of the reason is because they watch people like Jim Furyk. They watch what goes on. And I'm telling you, I was cheering for Kevin Kisner the whole way. And Kevin Kisner holed a birdie putt to get into the playoff. I was just hoping that he would knock him off. He holed a birdie putt on the first hole. And, of course, Jim Furyk nails his birdie putt. So Jim Furyk ends up birdieing the second playoff hole to win the tournament. He's had 11 birdies in 20 holes on the day. So he shot 63 to get in a winning position and then birdied the two playoff holes to actually win the tournament. But I'm telling you, players like Jim Furyk are bad for our sport. And this win shouldn't be celebrated. No way. This win should be a cross for the way the game of golf should be played.
Well, I tell you what should be celebrated, Mark. I'm not quite certain whether you caught up with the girls, the Lottie Championship that was being played in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But Kim Sae-young was produced a stunning turnaround to actually win this Lottie Championship. MB Park, of course. And did you see this with Kim Sae-young?
Yeah. And Celia Choi was up there as well.
It was an amazing. It's an amazing game, golf, isn't it? How, you know, one hits it into the water and is completely gone, then comes out, takes a drop, doesn't quite get it onto the green, and then chips in as she did to par the hole. Then, you know,
look, I haven't seen the closing stages of the tournament.
Well, that's what happened. And then, of course, NB Park was on for two and then takes two to get into the hole. So, therefore, you know, she only pars it as well. So they go to a playoff.
Yeah.
So she chips in to actually get into the playoff is Kim Sae-young.
Yeah.
And then in the playoff, she hits her first drive, you know, straight down the middle. And then 150 metres out, puts it in the hole and wins. So she gets an eagle and she wins.
Yeah, look, she's had a horrible last round too, 73. You know, KB, what fascinates me, have you seen the top five players in that tournament? This is the US Tour, where the best players play. Top five players are all from South Korea. I've been watching golf for a long time. I have nothing but admiration for the South Korean players. They practice harder. They've had more sacrifice along the way. I mean, all of these guys, they take big risks, kids getting pulled out of school and all the rest of it. But there are people making noises in America suggesting that the South Korean success is bad for the sport. What are these people thinking? Mm. What the hell is going on? I mean, can you imagine if there was five Americans, you know, in the top five? What would they be saying? They'd be saying, yeah, American domination.
Do you remember, Mark, a few years ago, in fact, six of the nine tournaments have been won by South Korean girls so far this year. But do you remember, not that long ago, they were trying to bring in a rule that unless you could speak English and do an English exam, that you couldn't play on the LPGA Tour. And there was one poor girl, I think, from overseas, might have come from Sweden, who unfortunately has a bad stutter.
Yeah.
And she said, can I take my exam, a written exam, because I won't be able to get it out because, unfortunately, the poor girl had a bad stutter. But they tried to do that at one stage too, that, you know, they didn't like the fact that they were winning tournaments and some of the girls' English wasn't that good.
Oh, listen, KB, I listen to some of the commentary over there and it makes me... I just don't understand it. I mean, can you imagine if for whatever reason, if there were Australian girls and they had practice, or we had a better system over here, and they had practiced more, they had sacrificed more, and there was an Australian domination of the US Tour, could you imagine what we would be saying if they were trying to make it hard for us to go and compete with the very best? Here are these girls competing against the very, very best and taking them basically to town more often than not. And there is commentary in America suggesting that it's bad for the sport.
Mm.
They feeding them shouldn't be able to get. They shouldn't get the keys to commentary. They should be yoinked off air. I mean, here, you talk to Rowan Dummett, and Rowan sees a lot of the South Korean and their attitude, the practice, and the way that these kids are brought up. I mean, look, if you want to see, I guess people from around the world dominating, taking in turns to actually win tournaments. That's one thing, and that'll happen eventually. But for goodness sakes, when you see a country like this and the players that they are churning out, when you see a domination of a sport that traditionally has been dominated by Americans and probably the Europeans in later years and Mexicans, to see the South Korea come from the clouds, basically the last 20 years, and gone from absolutely nowhere in the sport to the highest level, surely that's got to be celebrated. And the people in commentary who have got a license and, you know, people listen to because they're on TV saying these sorts of things, they ought to have a good look at themselves.
Mark, you're back in the chair tonight along with the Ox. Looking forward to the run home tonight. Of course, Mark's always brought you by Mercedes-Benz in Berwick and, of course, Strixon Golf as well. And if you need a car, give Craig Howard a call down at Mercedes-Benz and he'll fix you up. And Strixon, of course, fantastic equipment as well. Marco and the Ox, the front runners for Gibberish of the Year, of course, whilst you were away.
Yeah, I heard.
You won Patrick's Gibberish of the Week. So
what are you talking about? I didn't even say. There wasn't even my voice heard on that particular commercial for the run home, and I'm thrown in there.
Well, you're part of the team. It's like Lewis and Martin. It's like Laurel and Hardy. You think of one, you think of the other.
We were very
you're the host. You endorse the promo. You're the host. You're the host. You endorse the promo.
I don't even
catch
know what's
you tonight
going on in those promos. Yeah, looking forward to tonight, KB. Take it easy, and glad to be home.